with a look at Radio On The Go Sports for this Saturday morning. KLMJ, I'm Dwayne Carson's reporting. Hope everybody had a good Black Friday, Thanksgiving. Keep getting back at it. Well, yesterday, the number 17 Iowa Hawkeye football team closed its regular season with a wild 13-10 win against Big Ten West rival Nebraska. The Hawkeyes secured their second 10-win season of the past 3 years thanks to a game-winning 38-yard field goal from backup kicker Marshall Meter. It was a kick that probably shouldn't have had time to attempt at all. The Hawkeyes were assisted by a major clock error during the Cornhuskers' possession. With a minute 22 remaining, Nebraska quarterback Chuba Purdy completed a short pass to tight end Thomas Fedone, who went down inbounds. The game clock was frozen for the entire play and did not start ticking again until officials set the ball, a process that took 12 seconds. Nebraska then ran its next play with a minute 16 left on the clock. The Cornhuskers' drive stalled shortly thereafter, giving the Hawkeyes the ball back with 55 seconds remaining. A bizarre pair of nearly back-to-back interceptions, first from Hawkeye quarterback Deacon Hill and then from Purdy, ultimately put Iowa in position to win with 4 seconds remaining. 4 seconds likely that shouldn't have they shouldn't have had. Now, the game-winning kick appeared, it happened to be Meter's first field goal attempt of the season. Iowa's usual kicker, Drew Stevens, had two field goals blocked and booted two kickoffs out of bounds earlier in the game. To add to his unexpected heroics, Meter transferred to Iowa from Central Michigan in the offseason. He made just 5 of his 11 field goal attempts with the Chippewas in 2022. Now, according to Coach Kirk Ferentz, who spoke with CBS after the game, Meter has done a really good job in practice. He's been very consistent, and he just felt like, you know, he had the best chance today. Iowa now turns its attention to the Big Ten Championship game against either Michigan or Ohio State. Nebraska, which will finish at 5-7 in its first year under Coach Matt Rhule, had plenty of chances to possibly win the game and attain bowl eligibility, but they failed to do so, and their season comes to a close. 13-10, the Iowa Hawkeye football team with the win yesterday. And let's take a look at men's college basketball. 3 Iowa teams in different tournaments in Florida. Iowa State fell to Virginia Tech 71-62. A couple comeback efforts fell short for the Cyclone guys. The Iowa Hawkeyes bounced back with a win over the Seton Hall Pirates 85-72 in San Diego. And in the Bahamas, the Northern Iowa Panthers came out ablaze and they just blitzed Stanford, winning 73-51. It was not close even midway through the first half. The Panthers pulled away and won big. Also, in women's college basketball, the Drake women winning in the vibrant Thanksgiving Classic, which they hosted at the Knapp Center in Des Moines, beating Louisiana Tech 77-66. Syracuse women over Northern Iowa out in Las Vegas 71-54. Iowa State fell to Vanderbilt 68-53, also out in Las Vegas in the South Point shootout. And in Florida, the Iowa Hawkeye women winning big over Purdue Fort Wayne 98-59. Iowa Hawkeye volleyball fell to Northwestern in 3 sets yesterday. Iowa State football closes the regular season on the road at 19th-ranked Kansas State this evening. The recent history of this series has featured close games. 6 of the last 9 have been decided by 5 points or less.
It's been, you know, right down to the end. It's a physical football game. You know, usually the team that really plays with the most detail in the game wins the football game. And probably why, you know, for me and for us, just such another great challenge is, you know, can you be that team for 4 quarters? And you're going to have to be, especially on the road in this game.
That's Iowa State coach Matt Campbell, who says it'll take a big effort to get the road win.
You know, I think this is one of the, in my opinion, one of the great places to play in college football. I think their game day environment is electric. Obviously, the tradition that they've created there makes it that way and makes it a real challenge to play there.
This is one of the longest continually running series in college football, but with further expansion of the Big 12, the series will not be a protected rivalry and will no longer be played on an annual basis.
Man, I'm probably more of the traditionalist. I love being able to have rivalries and, you know, be able to play in big football games that mean a lot to both universities and both alumni groups. And I certainly think a game like this means a lot to, I know, our program, and I think it means a lot to their program as well.
The Cyclones are 6-5. The Wildcats are 8-3. The kickoff at 7 p.m. here tonight on 104.9 KLMJ. Wartburg will host Whitworth University of Washington in the second round of the NCAA Division III playoffs. Today, the third-ranked Knights opened with a win over Illinois-Chicago, while Whitworth is 10-0 with a win over Chapman of California.
I think every week you keep advancing, now you're going to see deeper and deeper teams. And so Whitworth does spread the ball around a little bit more to more individuals. They've got a couple wide receivers that they really like that are making a lot of plays here in the playoffs. A couple running backs are spreading around too. A quarterback's a little more mobile and athletic maybe than what we saw this last week.
That's Wartburg coach Chris Winter, who says the Whitworth defense is strong up front. Winter says Whitworth will provide a tough challenge.
The offense, they've got a nice balance between running and passing the ball, and have had a really nice season. And anytime a team beats Linfield out there, that's the team we've got some familiarity with out the Northwest Conference. That's a heck of a football team. So that win, along with having a playoff win under the belt now, we've got a really strong team coming in here this coming Saturday.
And kickoff is at 12 noon at Walston Hoover Stadium in Waverly today for Wartburg. The top-ranked and defending national champion Northwestern Red Raiders open their NAIA playoff at home against Dort. Northwestern is unbeaten and has been top-ranked all season long.
Yeah, really proud of how our guys have really just went through this entire season. They've had to play with a target on their backs all year, starting the season as the number one ranked team. The schedule that we played was not easy. Adding Drake, who's an FCS playoff team, our guys have really handled things just tremendously throughout the season and prepared each week to play their best. And I know they're really excited to step on the field and play some playoff football.
Northwestern, who has had some area athletes play for the Red Raiders throughout the years, beat Dort during the regular season 35-14 back in October. Dort coach Joel Penner says they are excited about the rematch.
First time around, felt like there was a lot of moments where we were very close we just didn't execute. We got out executed in some key moments, and so I think the feel around our practice and our staff from all week has just been a lot of excitement and appreciation that we have the opportunity for a second crack.
And the kickoff is at 12 noon today up in Orange City. Let's take a look at the scorecard for today. There's high school girls basketball marquee matchup. Dyke New Hartford, number 1 in 2A, plays the number 2 3A team, Solon. That's at Kirkwood Community College in rivalry Saturday matchup. Dyke New Hartford today. That starts just before 7 o'clock tonight. Girls wrestling at APGC, and the North Butler Clarksville girls wrestlers at the Bell Plain Invitational. And in college football, Drake is at North Dakota State, 2:30 kickoff for that game. One of the best seasons in Drake football history, up against of perennial power in the Bison. Iowa State at Kansas State. Again, that is a 7 o'clock kickoff, 5 o'clock pregame on KLMJ. Wartburg, as we mentioned, at noon against Whitworth in the D3 playoffs. And in men's college basketball, Drake is hosting Texas Southern at 6 o'clock this evening. And Wartburg plays at Wisconsin Lacrosse at 7:30 p.m. Also in women's college basketball, the Iowa State Cyclones play Syracuse at 1 o'clock this afternoon. More online at radioonthego.com. You have yourself a terrific Saturday. I'm Dwayne Karstens reporting.